You see, if I would have hit that baseball, that might have been the bigger disaster, because then I never would have come to this little town. I never would have saved this man's life, or delivered that little girl, or got to know the people that now are my best friends in the world. He said that would have been a disaster. In other words, sometimes not getting your dream gives you what you really want, what you really need, what you're really destined for. And if that part of the movie didn't give it to you, they followed up with another scene. Finally, there's a chance, you know. Kevin Costner makes arrangements and he said, listen, there's this field of dreams. You can come on it. You can be young again. You can live your dreams still. And he brings Moonlight Graham to the field with all the other players. And when he steps out on the field, he's young again. And he's wearing his uniform and he can feel the warm sunshine on his body again and these youthful muscles and the smell of the fresh cut grass and the baseball in his hand. And finally, they're beginning to play. And just as Moonlight Graham is finally stepping into the batter's box, finally, he's going to get a chance to get that hit in life in professional baseball, his dream. Right at that moment, there's a scream in the stands because Kevin Costner and his brother are having a conversation. And his brother doesn't see these players on the field. He doesn't have the faith to experience the beauty and the joy and the fun and what's right there in front of him. He can't see it because of his lack of faith. And as they're arguing about this, he accidentally turns and knocks Kevin Costner's daughter off the top of the stands. She falls and hits her head, and she starts turning blue. And so all of a sudden they start yelling, oh my God, what are we going to do? We got to save her. She's dying. And all of a sudden Costner says, oh, we need a doctor. We need a doctor. And just as he hears those words, Moonlight Graham is about to swing the bat, and he says, I'm a doctor. He starts running full blast to help this child, but all of a sudden he stops. And he looks down, and there in front of him is the foul line. The foul line that divides the field of dreams from the other world. And he knows if he crosses it, he can never go back. He can never live his dream. He doesn't hesitate anymore. He immediately steps across, and he saves the child's life. He loses his dream, but he lives his destiny. The moral is very simple. Inside each one of us, there are desires that we have for our personality, those things that we want to avoid pain and want to gain pleasure for. But there are also moral needs. There are those needs inside of us to go beyond ourselves to something greater, to something more, to give of ourselves in a way that maybe we've never given before, maybe a way that won't even be acknowledged, but will give us the greatest sense of fulfillment we've ever dreamed of in our lives. I say to you that if what you've tried so far hasn't worked, all it is preparing you for more. But don't wait for the ultimate day when you save a life. Start saving a life today by enjoying the one you have. Start saving a life today by touching the people around you. You know, do what Cecil did. Be a person that loves people, animals, beings. Be a person that when things don't go your well, plant twice as much. Be a person who gives more than anybody else gives, and you'll be living your purpose, no matter how you language it. Hold yourself to a higher standard, and someday you'll see something more dramatic, but along the way, you'll enjoy the joy of knowing that you're living your life's purpose today. I thank you for the privilege of letting me be your coach and for letting you coach me as well. Remember, live your mission, live your purpose, and do it and live it with passion.